Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, Meeting of Planters and Slave Owners, 1st March. On this day, March 1, 1831, a meeting was convened in Bridgetown to discuss the alarming and depressed state of the West Indies. The meeting was attended by representatives of planters and slave owners in Barbados, as well as 15 delegates from other British colonies in the Caribbean, including Antigua, Demerara, Dominica, Grenada, Nevis, St. Christopher, St. Vincent, Tobago, and the Virgin Islands. They passed a series of resolutions to be sent in the form of a petition to the King and to both Houses of Parliament in London. The delegates complained that the colonies were in economic distress due to unfair taxes and the decisive advantage given to foreign cultivators of sugar by their continuation of the African slave trade. They also complained about the movement in England to abolish slavery in the British Empire, which they declared would result in confusion and ultimately in the ruin of all classes of society in this part of the British Empire. Arguing that the existence of chattel slavery had been created by Great Britain for her own objects and benefit, and had been recognized and guaranteed by repeated acts of Parliament and decisions of the highest law authorities. They asserted that any attempt to injure or destroy property so sanctioned is a gross violation of every principle of law and justice, unless full and complete compensation was given to slave owners. Finally, the delegates at the meeting held on this day in 1831 offered this dubious justification for the institution of slavery in the West Indies. The inhabitants of the West Indies have, by their efforts to improve the condition of the slave, already raised him far above his original state of barbarism, have placed him in possession of comparative comfort, have invested him with privileges and immunities, and are gradually proceeding to qualify him for a larger participation in the advantages of civilized life. It is chastening for us to remember that there was a time in our history when some Barbadians believed slavery was economically and morally justifiable.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.